everybody. Welcome to PornStarLifeCoach.com. I'm Nikki Hunter, and we are here in the interrogation room under the spotlight. You can smell the sweat. It's dark, and under the spotlight, one beautiful buxom blonde. Ah, welcome, darling. Please introduce yourself right now to us. We're Good Cop, Bad Cop.
This should be fun. Who has the handcuffs?
Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
I would love that, actually.
What's your name?
Casey Storm.
All right. And my good cop?
Kiki Dare.
I'm Nikki Hunter. And we're here, part of the Julie Land universe at julieland.com, wanting to pick your brain. We need to know what you know and why you think. So get ready to just play it open for us, all right?
You got it.
All right. No, we're not going to bring out the electro torture yet, unless you don't give us what we want.
Don't threaten her.
Oh, she likes it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right, girl, you have been in the industry for how long?
Since May.
Since May. And, well, this is, the end of October right now? So that way we can get some sort of a semblance of time.
Go ahead, do the math.
Right. Couple months, give or take.
Thank you, God.
Yeah, there you go. And you've only done how many scenes?
Right around 12.
Around 12 scenes in total. And you are not coming into the industry at the age of 18.
No.
You have, they would classify you as a MILF, right?
Correct.
Right. Do you like that term?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, because there's a lot of girls that hate it. They're like, I don't want to be classified as that at all.
No,
I don't like it.
I like it.
You don't like it?
I don't really like it because I look so young that getting classified as a MILF makes it much more difficult for me to work because most people don't think that I look MILFy enough.
Yeah, I was doing MILF movies at 23 when I got into the industry. Sure. I did. I got in at 23 and I did my first scenes. Like, can you do a big boob MILF movie? But it never offended me because I am a MILF. I have kids. So I'm like, all right, sure. Exactly. But there are women who are well into their 40s that don't have children. And they're like, don't classify me as that. Did you know what a MILF was when you got into the industry a couple months ago?
Yeah, I've heard the term quite often for years.
So you've been called that before?
Yes.
Yay. Now, give us a little bit of your backstory.
I'm actually am a mother of three grown children with kids of their own.
Wow.
Yeah. So I came out here relocated for work. The porn is just for fun.
Relocated from where?
From Indiana.
What brought you to California? Why would you like California is the place to be?
I've actually been back and forth for the last few years with my daughter and son-in-law being at a military base here. And that's how I fell in love with California.
Oh, so something else brought you into California. Mm-hmm. But what made you get in front of the camera? I mean, you had this whole other life. You have this whole other business, right?
I still do.
Okay, so and you're still pursuing that business career. You're still working in what, real estate?
It's property management. Family owns the company.
and I'm in personal satisfaction guarantee.
Management.
Management, right?
I'm in personal management.
I am. Wait, head nurse.
I am a pleasure producer.
Exactly. My question to her is okay, at what point in your life did you model younger when you were younger? Did you do stuff in front of the camera when you were younger growing up?
And I have done modeling off and on throughout the last several years.
So yeah. You were used to being in front of the camera.
Correct.
Right. It was okay.
It was okay.
What made you move from being in front of the camera as just a model? Like, I'm going to fuck.
Because I like doing it.
You like fucking?
I mean, I like fucking. My best friend is in the industry, and I kind of learned a lot through him, as well as, you know, I'm friends with Teresa Flint, so.
Any fears? When you first got in, you're like, okay, I'm going to go do porn, and then you made that decision, you're going to go do a scene. What was your fear that was just like, I can't do it because, what was going on in your head?
I didn't think I'd look good on camera fucking.
Okay.
That was my only fear. I didn't.
Wow.
I didn't think that, you know.
Did you watch porn?
Not a lot, actually. My kids watch more of it than I do.
Did they tell you this?
Oh, yeah. A couple of them did.
Okay.
Did they ever say, hey, mom, you should be a porn star?
Yeah, one of them did.
And did any of them go, "Hey, mom, you're a porn star. Why didn't you tell me I saw it?" What?
Yeah, one of them does.
Oh, God, that happened to me.
Really?
My stepbrother actually asked my stepmother why they didn't bother telling him that his stepsister was famous.
Wow.
Oh, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
That means Google was like, "I know her." Oh,
yeah.
That's what I should see. Yeah. Were you ever worried about that, being a mom, just getting into the industry, making this decision a little bit later in life, Casey?
No, not really, to be honest with you, because I kind of just go with my gut. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing this for me. My kids are grown, so I'm just out. You know, I have plenty of opportunity to do what I want.
What was the hardest thing that you had to do to learn being, you did your first couple scenes, and what was different for you walking in, and why was it so different? Why did you have this preconceived notion that might have not been what was reality?
The hardest thing is actually being on camera. I thought it'd be a lot similar to being at home or being with a partner. And it's way different. It's way different. Mm-hmm. So I think the shell shock of, okay, wait a minute. I've swung for years, and I love that, and I don't mind being at the clubs and people watching, and that's, I'm all good for all that. But just knowing that you're out there, that your expectations, somebody's expecting something from you at a particular moment, a particular way. Exactly. That was a little shell shocking.
So and learning to perform was, and learning
right.
to
it's
like,
daunting.
Yeah. And learning to like, okay, understand what they're trying to get, what they're trying to do and all that stuff. Like, have you done any like solo masturbation stuff
yet?
I
just finished, a big solo thing, and I hated it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate them too.
Exactly. Exactly. But, you know, so
and you never
so
danced or anything like that, did you?
Yeah. No,
I find a lot of people that dance first have some sort of experience of this is my act moving in performance art to somebody who's watching.
Right.
Might have a little bit of an easier time, mm-hmm. becoming a porn star versus someone who's just coming out of left field. Doing a normal job like retail, you know?
Right.
Yeah. It might be an act of service, but not this kind of act of service, okay?
I danced before I got into porn, and I was just like Casey. I hated doing solo scenes. Absolutely hated it for the reason that I just was like, okay, I'm bored.
It's boring. Exactly.
It's thank boring. You, ladies, because I find it beyond boring.
Yeah.
And I have, and I've shot over, I don't know, 500 of them.
I'm just like,
yeah,
really?
You have. I don't know. I've seen some of your solos. But my,
no,
fucking hot.
No, I like my solos because
your solos.
My solos are real. We're drunk. I just say, do whatever you want to do. And we laugh and we play. And it's
real. Good.
I just had a wonderful experience last week with the wonderful Misty Stone.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
45
her.
Minutes of pure fun. And it tastes like maple syrup.
Woo!
Damn.
Let's not ask what. But bottle of maple syrup, right? Right?
Yeah, totally. You know me, Nikki.
I do.
Every time I shoot, I got to have my pancakes and maple syrup.
Ritual. Now, have you run across anything in porn that you were like, if I had only known... So give some advice out there to maybe someone who's listening to this who's like on that verge of getting into the industry. They want to, and you're brand new, like maybe look out for this or don't do this or do this. What would you say?
Get to know the people that you're dealing with. Research them a little bit more before jumping into anything, whether it's an actor, a producer, an agent particularly.
Do your homework.
Do your homework.
But
what if the
agent? What if the agent books it for you? I mean, a lot of these agents, they just get in there and they'll dictate your life and they have your whole schedule for an entire month.
Well, that's what they want you to think that they do, but it doesn't have to be that way. You've got a voice, so don't be afraid to use it. And if you are, you're probably in the wrong business.
Okay, I like that.
I have a question for you. Do you like girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She smiles. Like, look at her. Like,
bedroom upstairs.
I got a camera. I got a camera. Okay.
Oh,
let's
yeah.
improvise. And my other question, is there any girls that you would like to work with that you look at porn? I'm sure you look at porn now. Is there girls that you just kind of go like,
you know, I don't watch, I still don't watch a lot of porn. you know,
any girl that you ran across.
But I ran across a few girls. Kendra Lust is a somebody that I've spent some time with. She actually stays at my home when she's in town. And I like her. I like you, Nikki.
Hey. Here's
Kiki,
my number.
We've been friends for a while.
Yeah, we've slept together.
But have you had sex?
With benefits.
Yeah, exactly. Friends with backstage passes? With laminate?
Oh, yeah, she knows all about my backstage.
I like that.
Yes, I have she's my friend. She's more than a Facebook friend.
More than a Facebook friend. That's awesome.
What do you see yourself doing in the future? Like, where do you see yourself going?
I would like to see exactly how far this can go. I don't have any specific goals. Like, somebody will come in and they'll be like, I want to win this or I want to win that. I just want to see, for shits and giggles, how far I can take this and what the response will be from people.
Do you think that being in the porn industry can serve you any greater than just monetary value? Like the porn industry, people get into it for different reasons. A lot of girls say, I just want it for the money. I don't feel like it was just for the money for you. But what are the reasons for you that like I want to be in the industry because?
I guess just because I wanted to finally do something for me. I wanted to see what I could really do, push my own boundaries. And see how far I could go with it and see just what limitations I do or come finding out don't have.
Really?
I think
why did she look at you when
there.
She said that? Like, she totally looked at you when she said that.
You know,
how far did you go?
I think that's a great answer. The reason being because all of the girls that I knew that got into this for the money became very miserable, fucked up people. Yeah. The bottom line is, this industry is high school. It's crazy. It's insane. And if you're not in it because you love it, it's going to wind up blowing up in your face.
Here's my philosophy. And I think, Nikki, you heard me say this. I've been around this for 20 years. And I always say there's three reasons girls get into the business. Three reasons. Money, sex, and what I call love, which is attention. It's the narcissist.
Yeah.
And any one of those three things becomes the priority on the given day. Like, it might be at the convention, it might be the narcissism and the attention. It might be on the set that day, it might be the sex. It might be the money because at some point they want to pay some bills or buy some Louis Vuitton. But those are the three things, I think, the three really kind of bulk main reasons. I always said, I've seen that with each girl. And like I said, it's not that they're all, there's probably more to it than that, but I think that's a big part of it. And I think that what happens is that one of those takes priority to given day.
I'm not going to deny the attention's fun.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, you have to be fun. Okay with at least two out of those three. I would definitely agree with you there.
What am I missing?
What
am I missing?
No, you have to, like any individual who gets into the porn industry needs to agree with wanting at least two out of those three, if not all three.
Right.
Because you can, you know, love sex and love money, but be shy. Or you could be an exhibitionist and you love sex, but you know maybe you don't need money because you got it already handled. I mean, you need at least two of those things, if not all three.
Yeah.
Definitely all three for me. I love the money because I can support
it's easy
my
money.
Oh, the money's not bad.
Easy. It's hard to quit. There's something else. When you're in the industry, and we have a saying in the industry that you never fully leave. There is another saying that once you're in the industry for over 6 months, you become unfit for public consumption.
That's so true.
It's like sitting at Denny's talking about how we enemaed right before our double anal scene is, you know, common lingo for us. And poor grandma right next to us is passing out because she's overhearing us just to go blah, blah, blah. Just because it's normal everyday mannerisms for us. So once you've been in the industry for over 6 months, you become unfit for public consumption. But you need to know exactly where you're going. And I know that you say you're just having fun with it, mm-hmm. but there is a reason why that you're
I would definitely like to see how far this can go.
You want to win awards? I mean, do you want to start your own production company? What are your aspirations?
I wouldn't mind winning an award. That would be fun. I mean, I'd be lying if I sat here and said, no, I don't want that. I don't want anything like that. But maybe perhaps at some point go into the production end of it, and work with people that are new.
Uh oh. Boy. God Good is shaking luck with his that. Voice.
Is shaking There's his not going to be any production left here soon.
Well, you know, we could always maybe do some kind of a
You will have your own webcam.
That has potential. That has potential.
Oh, I'm not going to say a thing. I'm not going to say one thing. You guys dream on.
Yeah, well, we can do nothing but wish you good luck in your Thank porn you. Career. You are just beginning. It's beautiful to see the sparkle in your eyes. That it's still exciting. You're in the honeymoon stage.
Six weeks from now.
My oyster.
6 weeks from now, yeah, it's the
Make sure you know yourself. And this is advice for every other new girl that's getting in. Make sure you know yourself. When you're getting tired and you start to dread going to set, take a break. Yeah, that's okay.
Exactly.
If you feel like you're getting worn out, or you need to say, "Hey, agent, I need a week off." Stick by your guns. Don't say, "Oh, fine, I'll do another one." You need a week off, because as soon as you get burnt out, bad things start to happen. You need to have your feet underneath you. As soon as you start sliding down that hill, it's mm-hmm. nothing but bad at the bottom. So keep your feet underneath you at all times. Take the breaks you need. Have fun with it.
Period. Yeah. Period.
Yeah.
Have fun.
I'd also say, for every new girl, if you're asked to do something and you can't look at yourself in the mirror if you do it,
don't
just say no.
Yeah, exactly.
Just say no.
Unless I ask.
Well, what are we doing later, God?
The way is always yes, yes, yes. Especially if accompanied by champagne.
Ooh, champagne, yum.
Right?
Yes.
All right, guys. Please give us where people can find you.
OfficialKikiDare.com and on Twitter, Kiki_Dare, and that's Dare with an I.
And the brand new Casey Storm can be found at
Casey Storm, XXX on Twitter, and it's KASEY, or at AmericanMeanGirls.com.
Love it. And you can find me, Nikki Hunter, here at Julie Land. We're part of the Julie Land universe. Go check us out, JulieLand.com, as well as PornStarLifeCoach.com. We love you guys. Good luck to all you newbies out there. We'll talk to you soon.